From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. Governor Eric Greitens has admitted to having an affair, but does allegedly taking a semi-nude photo of his mistress violate the law? St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman tackles some of the legal questions raised by the governor's indictment last week on felony invasion of privacy.
In Missouri, in order to invade someone's privacy in a case like this, two things have to happen. Someone has to take a nude or semi-nude photo of you without your consent, and it has to happen in a place where you have a reasonable expectation of privacy. Greitens' attorneys are arguing that taking the photo wouldn't be a crime because the woman consented to the affair. That theory doesn't sound far-fetched to Bradley Young, an attorney at Harris, Dowell, Fisher & Young in St. Louis.
If a person does not have a reasonable expectation of privacy based upon the circumstances, then one cannot be convicted of the charge of invasion of privacy.
Young says the case also raises questions about what it means to transmit a photo so that someone can view it on a computer. That's the reason Greitens is facing a felony and not a misdemeanor. I'm Rachel Lippman.
The grounds of the Gateway Arch in St. Louis will now be officially known as the Gateway Arch National Park. President Donald Trump on Thursday signed a bill that renamed the former Jefferson National Expansion Memorial. The measure passed the Senate in December and passed the House earlier this month. The park is scheduled to reopen this summer after an extensive renovation. A Boone County marketing company is suing Columbia Public Schools for alleged breach of contract and unpaid and delinquent commissions. Kelly Sports Properties is suing the district for over $400,000. The company claims that between 2011 and 2016, the company operated as the sole marketing agent for the district's sports programs, according to the contract obtained by the Missourian. Under Kelly Sports Properties' contract, Coca-Cola held exclusive beverage pouring rights at all Missouri State High School athletic events. But according to the lawsuit originally filed in September, the school district violated that contract when it began negotiating beverage pouring rights with Pepsi-Cola before the contract with Kelly was up. Michelle Baumstark, Community Relations Director for Columbia Public Schools, said the district cannot comment on the particulars of the case since it was still in litigation, but she did deny the lawsuit's allegations. The attorney for Kelly Sports Properties says the company hopes to settle out of court. Renovation work on the State Capitol building in Jefferson City begins next week. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports the nearly $29 million project is expected to start on Friday. It will involve restoration of most of the Capitol's exterior stonework. Republican Senator Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City says the project will make the 100-year-old building safer and watertight for another 100 years. The renovation is scheduled to be finished by December 2020. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.